This is Srinivas Rao, the host of the Vistage podcast series. Today, I'm speaking with Rich Horwath. Rich is a New York Times, Wall Street Journal, and USA Today best-selling author on strategy. As the CEO of Strategic Thinking Institute, Rich leads executive teams through the strategy process and has helped more than 50,000 managers around the world develop their strategic thinking skills. A former chief strategy officer and professor of strategy, he brings both real-world experience and practical expertise to help groups build their strategy skills. Rich and his work have appeared on CNBC, CNN, CBS, NBC, and Fox TV. Rich, thanks so much for taking the time to join us today and share some of your insights with Vistage listeners.
Srini, great to be with you.
So I'm going to ask you the first question that I want to ask you, which is, where do business owners go wrong with strategy?
Yeah, it's a great question to start with. I think, you know, generally, Srini, I see three areas where business owners go wrong with strategy. And number one would be, not actually having a strategy. And it sounds kind of funny, but, you know, here's an example, a couple strategies I've read recently in some business publications. Number one in the Tri-City market, strengthen core business, reduce cost, grow our audience. Those are all examples of strategies I've seen written. The problem is none of those are actually strategies. Generally, they're goals. And I think that's probably the biggest thing I see business owners do is they create strategy that's not technically a strategy. And so what I've tried to do is help folks by creating a simple framework called GOST, goals, objectives, strategies, and tactics. And so I think if business owners remember that, you always start with the goal, which is what you're trying to achieve, which might be reduce costs or grow market share, then the strategy is actually how you're going to get there. And so I think that's probably the biggest thing that I see is people not really having a strategy to begin with. And probably the second one, and maybe right behind that, is, you know, too many business owners treating strategy as this annual pilgrimage to an offsite meeting at the Holiday Inn once a year for 2.5 days. And, I think as we've seen the dynamics in business change over the years, strategy needs to move from being an event to an ongoing dialogue. And so, you know, most business owners that are really successful are the ones that are able to come up with some key questions, some key frameworks, some key tools, and really be able to facilitate key conversations around strategy and the key business issues on a regular basis, whether it's weekly or monthly, so that strategy is staying relevant, it's staying fresh, and people are able to adapt their strategies when the market or when competitors or customers dictate that they need to do that. And then probably the third thing, Srini, that I really see is the inability for business owners to make trade-offs. And as you know, trade-offs are really about choosing one path and not choosing the other. And I think too often in business, we want to be all things to all people. We want to get as much market share as possible. We want to serve as many customers as we can. But when you look at the truly great companies like a Cirque du Soleil or a Google or an Apple, they're not trying to be all things to all people. They focus on where they can bring the most value to their customers, and then they say, we're not going to serve these types of customers or offer these types of things. So I think the bottom line we've got to remember is that great strategy is as much about what you choose not to do as it is about what you choose to do.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think back to something I've heard from hundreds of entrepreneurs who are very successful, and it's something that I don't remember who said it, but it was, if you try to be everything to everybody, you'll be nothing to nobody.
Yeah, that's very well said. I mean, the bottom line is, you know, if we try to spread ourselves too thin, then we're not going to bring value to the most important customers. And so, you know, to your point, we've got to really hone in on what do we do well and what differentiates us from the competition, and then we need to really focus in that area. It's that fool's gold of we see, well, there's two more customers here, or we could bend our rules and do a little bit of work in this area even though we're not experts, and then all of a sudden, you know, we get to the situation where we're losing profitability, we're losing revenue, and we've got to get back to the basics. And I think, you know, as you said, that's really what we want to do is not try to be all things to all people, but really focus.
Mm-hmm. The other thing I found is when we narrow that focus and you really figure out who that customer is, those customers are the types of people who will go and get the other ideal customer for you because they tend to be peers of the types of people that you want to relate to or you want as your ideal customer.
Yeah, that's a great point. You know, it's that halo effect. If you do really well, like you said, for a specific group of customers or a specific customer type, then all of a sudden, like you said, you're going to get that positive word of mouth. And so the business is going to grow. But like you said, it's going to grow in the right way with the right customers.
Mm-hmm. So one of the things that you talk about in your work is the three disciplines of strategic thinking. Can you expand on what those three disciplines are?
Yeah, you know, Michael Porter, professor out of Harvard Business School, I think most folks are familiar with. He's written a lot of great books on strategy. You know, and one of his comments was strategic thinking doesn't occur spontaneously. And the reality is, I think for a lot of us, especially business owners, you know, we're so caught up in the day-to-day activities that we don't really take the time to stop and think strategically, to elevate our thinking out of the day-to-day, to get out of the tactical weeds of the business, and really understand, you know, where are we today, where are we going, and how are we going to get there. And so, you know, in my research the last 15 years, I developed a very simple framework called the three disciplines of strategic thinking, or simply the three A's of strategy, and those are acumen, allocation, and action. And, you know, acumen is really about the insight. You know, all great strategies start with that so what, that aha, that new idea that takes us in a new direction that brings new value to customers. And so acumen is that first discipline. The second one is allocation. You know, at the end of the day, we've got to be able to make the trade-offs that we talked about earlier. We've got to be able to focus our resources, our time, our people, and our budget in the areas that are going to bring the greatest value to customers. And then the third A is action. And I think action's all about, you know, not getting caught up in the fires and the firefighting that we often do, but really to say what's important to the business long term and how can I stay on track for what's going to make us successful at the end of the year. So, you know, I think by business owners embedding those three disciplines of strategic thinking in their mindset, the acumen, the allocation, the action, it gives them kind of a beacon or a lighthouse to stay focused throughout the year.
Mm-hmm. I think to something that I've experienced myself as an entrepreneur, I've seen with a lot of people based on what you just said, a lot of it comes down to sort of letting go of the need for visible progress, a lot of which you don't see on a day-to-day basis, but you see when you add it up over time, or there's a cumulative effect to all those three things that you're talking about, and the impact is much more significant when you have sort of a long-term perspective about it.
Yeah, that's a great point, because business owners have generally succeeded early on because they were very action-oriented, they were very task-oriented, they liked to check things off their list, you know, they had a to-do list, they knocked those things off, and there's a great sense of satisfaction that comes with being able to, you know, check things off our list, but as you said, you know, as you grow into your business and as you bring other people onto the business, there is the need to be able to delegate. And, you know, delegate doesn't mean that you abandon, you know, your understanding and knowledge of the details and what's going on. It just means that you pull away from acting on the details of the business, because at the end of the day, like you said, longer term, the value of the business is going to depend on the entrepreneur or on the business owner's ability to see the big picture, to look longer term, not do what's just good for today, but really understand how to build a business and not just get by from month to month or quarter to quarter.
Mm-hmm. So that actually makes a perfect transition to my next question, which is, you know, how do we incorporate sort of the three disciplines, and what are the most important steps a business can take to develop a strategic plan?
Yeah, so, you know, I've studied, you know, companies of all different sizes, from Fortune 500 companies to, you know, to very small businesses. And what I noticed in that study, that research over 5 years, was that there were generally five steps that most companies that were successful took in order to develop their strategic plan. And you know, the first one is discovery. And I think too often we don't take the time to stop and really assess what we know about our customers, about the competition, about the market, and then really about our company itself. So, you know, discovery, the you know, our ability to kind of sit down and say, what do we know about the business, is probably that first step. The second step then is strategic thinking. And, you know, a lot of people confuse strategic thinking and planning. Strategic thinking is when you basically start with a blank slate and you come up with new ideas, new insights, and generally you'll use questions or tools or frameworks to help you do that. The problem with most strategic plans is there's no strategic thinking involved. They simply look at last year's plan, they make a couple minor modifications, and then they use that the following year. And the problem is, you know, if you do the same things in the same ways that you've always done them, you're never going to experience significant growth. You're only going to get that marginal incremental growth. So, you know, that second step is really strategic thinking. So coming up with new insights that are going to drive new value for customers. Then the third step is the strategic planning. So you take those insights and you really channel those into an action plan that allocates your resources, your time, your people, your budget. The fourth step then is the rollout of the strategy. You know, once you as a business owner come up with that strategic plan, it's not enough to pass it out on PowerPoint slides like you're handing out the Ten Commandments and saying, go forth and strategize. You've got to really be able to sit down, communicate that strategy with all the key people in the organization so that they understand why you're doing what you're doing and what it means to them and what they're doing in their daily work. And then the last step, and maybe the most important, is the strategy tune-up. And that's really being able to get together with your senior team on a monthly or quarterly basis and asking what's changing with the business. And based on those changes, do we need to adapt our strategic plan and what needs to be modified within the plan? So, you know, I think generally successful companies take those five steps to kind of develop that strategic plan.
Mm-hmm. So let's talk about the execution of that strategic plan now. One thing that I've noticed with a number of entrepreneurs, and I've seen entrepreneurs write about it, I've seen them talk about it in books, is that people tend to work in their business instead of on it, especially very early stage entrepreneurs. So how much of the execution should be hands-on in this process?
Yeah, and this is maybe going to surprise a lot of business owners, but in my experience, very little of the execution should be hands-on. And when I say very little, I'm talking about maybe 5%, maybe 10%. And I know some business owners are probably saying, wow, that's ridiculous. But again, if you as a business owner are building a true business and you're supporting the business with people who are capable, people who can competently manage what they're expected to manage, then you as a business owner need to step back. You need to delegate, and you need to allow them to flourish and to take the mantle, to step up into those opportunities and really be successful driving things day in and day out. Because as a business owner, if you don't do that, you're never going to have the time to think about the long-term path that you're going to take as a business, and then just as importantly, prepare your group to go down that path. Too many business owners are you know, fighting fires day in and day out. They feel like they got to roll up their sleeves and dive into the details, Srini, like you talked about. But the problem with that is if they do that, they're not preparing the company for longer-term success.
Well, absolutely excellent stuff. Thank you so much for taking some time to share some of your insights with the Vistage listeners. Can you tell us a little bit about where we can find out more about you?
Sure, Srini. It's been great to be with you today as well. First of all, most of the information we cover today is in my book called Deep Dive, and Deep Dive can be purchased anywhere you can find books. But most importantly, there's a lot of free resources, articles, webcasts, videos, MP3s on my website called strategyskills.com. So if you're interested in more information on strategy, strategic thinking, and you want free resources, strategyskills.com would be a great place to go.
All right. Well, Rich, thanks so much for your time. Until next time, good luck with your business.